This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
One trend that never seems to fully go away is reading. And it's probably for the best. Reading never gets old. It is for everyone. And it's available nearly everywhere. Whether it's a physical book, a Kindle, or even an audiobook, there are stories everywhere for anyone to read. But sometimes it's hard to put our phones down and stop doom scrolling, or to even know where to start. Hermione Reed, aka Bookworm Herm, on socials joins me now on I Recommend to talk all things books. Hermione, first off, welcome to the show. Delighted to chat to you. How did this love for reading begin? Was it always something that you loved doing, particularly when you were a child? Obviously, your name being Hermione as well. I feel like you possibly, I'm just going to have a shot in the dark here, you could be named after a big book character.
Surprising, I'm actually not. I did read all these books when I was younger and I did love them, but everyone asks me that, but I'm not actually named after her, but I do love these books.
I'm kind of shook by that, I won't lie, but what were your favourite books when you were growing up?
I would say all the Jacqueline Wilson books, which probably weren't actually appropriate for like a younger child to be reading because they were quite traumatic, but yeah, all of those, like I would read them and like one day I was obsessed with them. Yeah, they're probably my fave.
One thing we've heard a lot about in recent years is people mm-hmm. joining book clubs, for sure. And it seems to be such an amazing place for people with similar interests to meet up mm-hmm. and socialise and have a chance to talk about something they're really interested in. How did you get into hosting your own book club?
Yes. So it's something I always really wanted to do, but I just never thought like I could actually make it happen. I was thinking, how do people do this and actually get people to come? But then one of the girls I know from uni, she works in this gorgeous cafe and she asked me, did I want to host a book club there? And I was like, of course I do. So I put it out on my TikTok, social media, and I actually got such a good response. I was so shocked, but so many people have come by themselves or like made new friends at the book club. And it's just so nice to see so many girls like bonding over a similar interest and making new friends. Like, because it's so hard to make friends in your 20s and like as you're kind of getting older, I feel like as well.
In your 20s in particular, but anything yeah. into adulthood, because like you're not necessarily mm-hmm. in places where you're going to be bonding with loads of people, bar maybe your workplace, you know, mm-hmm. there mightn't be an opportunity. So it's so powerful that there's so many women coming together and bonding over their favorite books. How do you make that work? Like, do you pick a different book like every month, or how do you do a layout for that?
Yeah, so we have a monthly pick that we do. I usually kind of go around at the book club, ask if anyone has any suggestions or any genres anyone wants to read, and then I'll put a poll up on my Instagram of any suggestions. Then I will choose three books, usually like different genres, because I want people to get a taste of different books and maybe pick up something that they've not read before but then could be their favorite book. And then we do a vote and then pick the most popular one.
So everybody literally can have their say, they can yeah. put their own input in, and that ties it together really well as well, because you feel mm-hmm. like you're involved in the choice and it could be something you're passionate about yourself. Irish authors in particular were, yes. as a culture and as a nationality around the world, we're doing quite well in all art forms at the minute, mm-hmm. particularly though when it comes to books. Who are some of your favourite Irish authors that you've
been covering? Oh, this is my favourite conversation to have. I love Irish authors. Like, I can never shut up about them. Like you said, like there's Irish people on like a world stage right now. And even Maggie O'Farrell is one of my favourite Irish authors. And she obviously wrote Hamnet, which has like been nominated for Oscars recently. Like, it's just crazy. But she is one of my favourite Irish authors. She is so good. And then a more kind of recent author, I feel like, is Chloe Michelle Howarth. I love her book, Sunburn. It's kind of like a queer coming of age story in a small Irish town. It's a gorgeous book. And then Michael McGee is another one who is kind of, I think he only has one book out, Close to Home, but that is becoming a TV series at the minute now as well, which is so exciting.
I think
it's I can just talk all day.
It's amazing though that we're able to talk about so many amazing mm-hmm. Irish authors and give them their moment and their flowers, because yeah. there's so many amazing ones that come to mind. I've always been a massive fan of Sally Rooney as well. I know that so many people obviously we're all so familiar with Sally Rooney from Normal mm-hmm. People and things like that, but as a generation, if you're in your 20s or your 30s,
Yeah.
We're always on our phones nowadays. Doom scrolling, a big problem. Do you feel that there's a bit of an issue in our generation with like pulling ourselves away from the screen? And is reading nearly your kind of reward for that?
Oh, 100%. That is my worst. It's my worst enemy. Like, I'll just scroll and scroll and scroll on TikTok. And it's so bad because, like, I want to read, but I'll just be stuck on my phone. But the one thing I feel like has helped me with that is getting my Kindle, because it's kind of like replacing the screen with another screen. I don't know if that's the best, like, thing, maybe, but it definitely kind of tricks my brain into thinking I'm already on a screen. So I don't pick up my phone as much when I'm reading on my Kindle, I feel like. But yeah, I love it's just like a complete break away from like that world, and you can just get like right into another world, which I feel like is so important.
It's nostalgic because so many people read when they're kids, you know, and it really does feel like you're in a different world completely. And when we're on our phones, you're kind of in a different world, but you're in a different part of the world looking at a video from someone else from somewhere else. Like, it's just there's so many nuances to that. What is your favorite way to read? Is it the likes of an audiobook? Is it an ebook? Is it a physical book? Is it like listening to someone tell a story? There are so many options.
Yeah, I think my favorite just has to be physical, like a paperback. That's just my favorite way to read. I do love my Kindle though. I was always so against Kindles. I was like, no, it just destroys reading. But my boyfriend surprised me with one day, and it's honestly just so good to pull out. Like, you just keep it in your bag. It's so small. You can just pull it out and read like a couple pages really quick. So I do love my Kindle as well, but I'll always love a physical book.
I have this notion that I'm going to have my own library in my house someday. Yeah, if I manage to ever buy a house in this economy, a library will be included. You know what I mean? I always think of it like, if you've ever seen the movie The Holiday, it's a big Christmas film. They've got nearly got a DVD room. I want that with books. And if people are listening to you this evening, obviously you're kind of a bit of an expert on what books they should be reading. What is one book? What is one book you could talk about literally forever that you think people should read?
One of my favorite books that I read last year is The Woman by Kristen Hanna. It is such a good book. It's a historical fiction about women in the Vietnam War. And it basically, the point of it is kind of to explore like that untold history. That's kind of like the books I like to read. Like, people that generally their stories haven't been told. And this one in particular focuses on like mental health and the impacts of war and like female friendship and just a lot of things that you wouldn't necessarily hear about whenever like in history class or just generally when you're learning about history, I feel like.
That's a new recommendation to add to my list for yes, as in my to-be-read list is just as long as, you know, as anything else, as my to-do list. What about, obviously, book talk has become a massive thing with the rise of social media. If people listening aren't familiar with book talk, it's that side of social media where people just gush about how amazing certain books are. A lot of those books are then featured, I find, in like Netflix series or movies or things like that. Yeah. That can be the most common. Book talk at the minute, what is something underrated?
Oh, that's actually a hard question, because I feel like the books people think are book talk books are like the overrated books. I feel like the more under the radar books and things are the Irish books, like for example like Sunburn by Chloe Michelle Howarth and her new book, which is called Heap Earth Upon Us, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. But yeah, I feel like those kind of Irish books are not necessarily underrated, but they're just like not what people think about when they think, oh, book talk books. But yeah,
anything can be a book talk book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, if people are hoping to pull away from the phones some more and more and more as the rest of 2026 goes underway, I suppose it's a bit of a New Year's resolution for some. What is the ideal book reading setup? Like, what is your ideal setup for when you're getting into a book, just to make it the best situation you possibly can for yourself?
I feel like I have to go outside, leave my phone inside, because if I don't see my phone or hear it buzzing, then I won't touch it. So leave my phone away from me, outside in the garden, well, if it was sunny, and like get a nice drink, a wee snack, and just like, so you can just lock in, you have everything you need, and you can just like keep going and going and going.
What advice would you have for someone who's just getting into reading, who's listening to you this evening?
I feel like the main thing you need to think about is, what do you actually want to read? Because I feel like a lot of people will go to those like go-to TikTok books or think they need to read like those typical like self-help books or non-fiction, whereas I feel like the best thing to do is find something that you're interested in and then find a book related to that. So the type of TV shows you like to watch, like, because there will be anything in a book form that you like in another form. Does that make sense? So any movies that you like in the cinema or like that type of genre, then I feel like that's the best way to translate it over to what you're going to read. Because if you don't like what you're reading, you're never going to actually pick up the book.
This is true. Yeah, like as in, yeah. If you like a rom-com when you're in the cinema, you're probably mm-hmm. going to like romance books, you know, for sure. If people want to follow along with you specifically, Hermione, where can they find you?
On Instagram and TikTok at Bookworm Herm.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show, Hermione. I'm really glad I got to the bottom of where your name came from. Still kind of shook it's not Hermione from Harry Potter. Absolutely blows my mind that you're not. But still, do you know what? It's such a beautiful name. So regardless, it's great to have it. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. On iRadio.